hour three of being locked out. Fortunately, my phone is about to perish, meaning I'll be left my own devices without my device, and I'll be stranded in an analog world full of people pushing, tugging, wondering, hey, where's he going? No way to communicate back. It's gonna be hard, but I had a slice of pizza as big as my head, and I feel energized, and any doubt that I might survive this ordeal has been lifted from my shoulders. I'm confident in my fellow man and Pittsburghers that, you know, we will pull together despite me being locked out of my home, and persevere into a brighter, bigger future with no locks and open doors, welcoming stragglers, vagabonds, hobos, tramps, all sorts of people, all walks of life. You know, if it wasn't for the possessions we have inside our home, we are truly one and the same. I'm afraid this will be my final log. So live long, prosper, drink your Ovaltine, eat your cereal, cut your pizzas in even slices so everyone gets a fair slice. Don't put too many toppings on, especially the greasy kinds like pepperoni that can ruin a pizza. And keep up the good work.